We Shall Judge Angels, December 14th. Satan bound 1,000 years. Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? During the 1,000 years between the first and the second resurrection, the judgment of the wicked takes place. At this time the righteous reign as kings and priests unto God. John in the Revelation says, I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. They shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. It is at this time that, as foretold by Paul, the saints shall judge the world. In union with Christ they judge the wicked, comparing their acts with the statute book, the Bible, and deciding every case according to the deeds done in the body. Then the portion which the wicked must suffer is meted out, according to their works, and it is recorded against their names in the book of death. Satan also and evil angels are judged by Christ and his people. Says Paul, Know ye not that we shall judge angels? And Jude declares that the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. At the close of the 1,000 years the second resurrection will take place. Then the wicked will be raised from the dead, and appear before God for the execution of the judgment written. Thus the Revelator, after describing the resurrection of the righteous, says, The rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. And Isaiah declares, Concerning the wicked, they shall be gathered together, as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the prison, and after many days shall they be visited. The penalty for breaking the law of God is proportionate to the price paid to redeem its transgressors. What unutterable bliss is prepared for those who will be saved through Christ, and what depths of woe for those who despise and reject his great salvation.